Shalom and blessed be the name of the Lord. Today, we continue to really learn how the experiences or how experiencing in Jesus Christ comes about. We have already established that learning or soul winning all conversion process have got three levels or three process, three stages. Stage number one is a stage of encountering Jesus or the truth about Jesus Christ. Stage two is a stage of experiencing the truth about Jesus, all knowing Jesus better. In this stage, we are able to get deeper to learn about Christ. And we continue exchanging the old truth for the new truth. We continue exchanging our assumptions for his assumptions. And then level three is where now we are able to go and express this truth. Or we go and preach this truth. We go and communicate this truth. This morning, we want to continue to learn about how Jesus or the strategies that Jesus used to help his students experience him more. And we discover that in this experiencing of Jesus, this stage two now, in stage two, that's what we want to deal with, is that we see now, you know, different sub-stages. We see some people grow from non-believers, people who didn't know Christ, and they continue to become, and they grow or they turn from non-believers to believers. They turn from believers to disciples. These are students, learners. And then you can see them turning from disciples to disciples. That's a higher level. And we keep on seeing them becoming more experienced in discipling others. In John 6, verses 1 to 15, we discover Jesus using a very good method, and this the method of testing their trust. Testing the trust. You cannot move from one stage or one class to another class unless there is a test, unless there is an assessment. We don't love tests. Nobody loves tests. Nobody enjoys tests, including myself. But there's only way that the Lord can know that we can, that we really trust him. Saying that we trust God is one thing. But when the new life situation comes, do we act in a manner to show that we trust God? And so in this case study, or in this test, we see the Bible says that, Jesus moving to the other side of Galilee. That is John 6, verse 1. And then Jesus saw a huge crowd following him wherever they go. But this crowd, they were coming because of the miracles they had seen and the signs that they had already experienced. They had seen Jesus of healing the sick. Then Jesus climbed a hill and sat down with his disciples around him. Now I want you to see this. He is now with his disciples. So this case of trust is with his disciples. Now, when Jesus saw the crowd coming or turning back to him, look at verses 5, Jesus turned to Philip and asked, "Where can we buy bread to these people, for all these people? Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" Now that is a question. And Jesus is asking Philip. Philip is from this side. Philip came from there. He asked Philip because Philip was one of the people who came from that legion. Look at verse 6 says, John 6:6 says, he was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Now, this is what we want to deal with. He was testing Philip. What was he testing? He was testing Philip and by large all the disciples to see whether they can really acknowledge that Jesus is God, that Jesus is equal to God. Previously, before this chapter, Jesus had already healed an invalid man who was in the house of mercy for 38 years, and he had not experienced or touched mercy. And Jesus was challenged by the Pharisees, and they were asking, "Who permitted you, or who gave you permission to ask a person to carry the bed on a Sabbath?" And they persecuted Jesus. They persecuted that man. But Jesus told the man, "Go tell them it is Jesus who permitted you." And when they told Jesus, they came and asked Jesus, "Who are you? Who told you?" And Jesus, we discovered, proved to them that I am the one who permitted this man. I am the one who healed the man. I help him to experience the grace because I am God. So Jesus openly told them, "I am the one who told them, who told this man, because I am God." And these people persecuted Jesus. They did not believe. And we keep on seeing what they kept on doing because of their unbelief. But this time now, of course, Jesus gave them more than 5 proofs that he is God, is equal to God. Jesus also gave this group more than 5 proofs of other witness. He called other witnesses to come and speak that he is equal to God. But here in chapter 6 now, his disciples were now to be tested. Do you believe? Do you trust that I am God? The Pharisees did not. But do you do this? But this Jesus did this by asking Philip, "Where can we buy bread for all these people?" Philip started calculating, even if we take all the salaries for 2 years, this cannot manage to feed these people. Then Andrew, another person, says, "There is a boy," because Jesus in another gospel, he said, "Go and find out where we can do this." So Andrew came up and said, with another answer, and he said, "There's a boy who has 5 loaves and 2 fish." But then he added, "But what is that?" But then Jesus discovered that these people were not getting the real answer. What these people were giving was the answer of human help. Philip and Andrew and the rest of the disciples did not go to all the disciples because they did not get the answer. They did not get the real answer. Because for them, they were tributing their help from the mountains. They were saying, we can feed these people from our salaries. We can feed these people from the resources that we have here. And so Jesus asked them to sit down, all the people to sit down, 5,000 men. And then he took the loaves, five, and fish, and he lifted it before God and he prayed. And after prayer, he multiplied it. So what is the test that they failed? They failed the test that Jesus was in their midst. And Jesus being in their midst, asking the question, the right answer could have been, when Jesus asked, where can we get this? They could have said, Jesus, you are amongst us. You alone can do it. We have seen you do miracles. Where can we get it? We can get it from you. Because you are God. Because God is able to do all things. They could have looked and said, Jesus, we trust you to be God, the giver, the multiplier of bread, the one who gives all manner of provision, and so you can make it. Lord God Almighty, help us to pass the test today, the test of trust. In Jesus' name, amen.